This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
A lot of people blindly believe their doctors, even when those doctors are working against the interests of the patient.
The Health Ranger Report.
And it's a big problem in the cancer industry, which is in many ways a massive scam.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you eat food, you need to hear this. Welcome to Health Ranger Science at healthrangerscience.com. You know, I founded a laboratory. It's an analytical laboratory that assesses the composition of foods and tests for pesticides and toxic heavy metals and other chemicals. And what I'm going to share with you today in this podcast is the shocking truth about the astonishing level of scientific fraud, label fraud, and organic fraud in the food industry. And I don't think there's anybody else who can really bring you this story. It takes a unique combination of being inside the industry in order to just to see what's actually happening. So I'll just lay it out for you. Thank you for joining me. So there are different levels of certification for food compositions such as organic, you know, USDA certified organic, which actually doesn't certify composition at all. It only guarantees that the food was not grown with the addition of certain synthetic pesticides, but it does not test the composition of the resulting food product. There is massive organic fraud in China, and there is also some organic fraud in the United States. And I happen to know some people in the industry, you know, certifiers, assessors in lab science and organics industry. And what they tell me is that fraud is a big, big problem with organics. There are companies in China that will take money. They will accept bribes in order to certify something as being organic. It's dirt cheap. So a lot of U.S. manufacturers buy certified organic products from China that are just total junk. They're heavily contaminated. And if you don't do your own testing of those products, you will end up selling high lead, high mercury products to U.S. consumers. I still have a canister of Garden of Life raw protein, rice protein from China. I think I bought it in the year 2013, and it contains shockingly high levels of mercury and lead. And it was being sold all over the country, including Whole Foods, including Amazon, including health food stores, and it was loaded with mercury and lead, and it still is. I still have other canisters that have the same composition or a similar composition. Now, since then, Garden of Life has cleaned up its sourcing considerably in responding to me going public with this, by the way. Otherwise, they would probably still be selling the same mercury-contaminated garbage that they were selling in 2013. Why is that? Well, because it was certified organic, but there's a lot of organic fraud. And organic doesn't mean low heavy metals. Not at all. Now, the other interesting problem is the level of fraud in the laboratory industry. Now, we are accredited, which means we are audited, we are physically inspected, we are assessed, we have operations procedures, we have, you know, SOPs and quality control manuals and all kinds of requirements for us to engage in our laboratory analysis. We actually have auditors that come out to our lab at least once a year, sometimes more, and really go through our books and analyze what we're doing and look at our quality process, look at even the calibration points on our mass spec instrumentation runs. And they really hammer us with requests for documentation and proof of competency and many other areas. We have to have equipment logs on all the equipment so we know which repair was done on which day. We know which solution was opened on which day. When the solution expires, all the pipette tips, or not tips, but the pipetters are calibrated. The analytical balances are calibrated. The freaking airflow volume of the fume hoods is also calibrated. Everything in the lab is calibrated beyond belief, right? Well, but this is necessary to do good science. But what I hear from other people in the science industry, and even in the lab audit industry, is that there are labs that have no idea what they're doing, that are accredited for procedures that they don't even have the instruments to run. So literally a lab, some labs can be accredited for procedures and not even own the instruments that are necessary to run those procedures. So what are they doing? You might ask, what are they doing? When they get samples and they give people back numbers, what are they doing? They are fabricating the numbers. And this is an epidemic in the criminal science laboratory industry. Many of the so-called criminal labs that are operating in America today are engaged in widespread data fraud, just fabricating sample test data. We saw a case in, I think, Boston. It was definitely in Massachusetts. A lab tech there admitted to fabricating lab results that helped convict over 23,000 people, many of whom spent years in prison for false convictions because she falsified the tests. I forgot her name, Nonke, something like that. She's been prosecuted now and admitted to all this, and many of those cases are now being overturned. There was another case in Austin where the city police were using a lab that was so bad that I believe a court judge shut down the lab by decree, just ordered the lab shut down, basically saying that that lab is so bad you can't even rescue it. The technicians aren't qualified. They have no idea what they're doing. They're fabricating lab results. And yet people are no doubt in prison in Texas today because the lab results were faked in the criminal labs in Austin. This goes on all across the country. So it's not just that organic fraud is huge. It's also that lab science fraud is also huge. Now, don't even get me started on the hemp industry and CBD and THC analysis. These labs in Colorado in particular are so bad. They have no idea what they're doing, many of them. They are not accredited. They, pardon my language, but they make shit up. They are smoking too much of their own product, and they are literally making shit up and putting out any numbers that they want, and they're not doing good science. Some of them aren't even doing any real science at all. In fact, I know there are some accreditation companies that refuse to accredit labs for hemp analysis in Colorado because it's in such disarray. The industry, there are no real standards, there's no enforcement, there's almost no regulations in Colorado. It is a nightmare of bad science. I had a guy I was talking to the other day that said, yeah, he was just in Colorado. They were using some IR instrumentation to gather some spectra on some hemp extracts for identity analysis. And he said there was a guy with a nut milk bag extracting hemp using butane. Like they put buds in a nut milk bag and they soaked it in butane and they were squeezing out the THC and whatever else comes out with butane. Butane, people, this is not just highly explosive, but it's highly carcinogenic. If you are smoking that product or drinking that product or consuming it in any way whatsoever, you are killing yourself. And Colorado in particular is going to have a day of reckoning about all of this because Colorado has let loose on marijuana legalization. And by the way, I am opposed to the criminalization of simple possession. Just to be clear, I think the war on drugs is a total waste and a total nightmare. But you gotta have some safety regulations in place, which Colorado doesn't have. And so you've got people in Colorado that are killing themselves. They're smoking up butane and smoking hexane. And who knows what other solvents people are smoking over there, dichloromethane, for all we know. I mean, people are suffering such extreme brain damage right now because the labs there have no freaking, well, again, not all of them, but most of them in Colorado have no freaking idea what they're doing. And the ethics are out the window. The pot industry is dirty, dirty, dirty. Toxic chemicals, toxic solvents. It is not green. Not at all. It's the opposite of what you've been told. It's toxic. So that's just a taste. I got to wrap this up. But look, organic fraud is rampant. Tons of companies are claiming they're organic when they're just making it up, or they're falsifying documents, or they're bribing people to say it's organic. Secondly, lab accreditation. There are many labs that don't even have the instruments that they're accredited for. They have no idea what they're doing. Criminal labs are making up fake data to get people thrown in prison all the time, all over America. And thirdly, the pot industry is a nightmare of bad science, just incredibly bad science. And I could walk into almost any lab in Colorado and just condemn it. Well, not any lab. Again, there are some good, reputable labs still in Colorado, but the vast majority should be condemned. They're doing such bad science. They have no idea what they're doing. It's incredible. In any case, my lab, cwclabs.com, is an honest, ethical, scientifically valid lab. We are internationally accredited via ISO 17025. And at the moment, we're not even doing analysis for anybody else other than our own in-house needs. So this is not even a pitch to try to get you to use my lab services. We don't even accept clients at the moment. But if you were to want real lab science, we would be the ones to help you get that done. But like I said, we're not accepting any new clients at the moment. I just wanted to bring you this information so you know the truth about what's actually happening. It's a scary situation in industry right now. There's a lot of bad science out there, a lot of organic fraud. It's hard to know whether you're getting what you think you're getting. So stay informed. Keep listening to healthrangerscience.com. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out my lab website, cwclabs.com. And I'll keep bringing you more information about good analytical science and how you can use it to protect your health. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.